What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another bonus episode of the Synced Up Podcast, number where we recap our, you know, E3 stuff. This is the fourth E3 recap that we're doing. This is the PC gaming show. This is the last one that we're going to be doing on this fine Sunday, and we'll see y'all again tomorrow for the film cast. But we're going to be recapping the PC gaming show right now,
and all that jazz.
But I'm one of your hosts, Timmy DeDuro, and joining me this week, of course,
it's your boy Michael
Clare. You know, we said it once, we said it twice, we said it three times, we said it four times in the past, you know, just on this week. So, but here we are, though. You know,
here we are, back again.
Talking about PC Gamer Show. If you enjoy our show, you should consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/syncedup. For $1, you can get access to our Discord where we discuss E3 and the happenings on. Over $5, you can get access to post shows of all of our shows and much more, all from youtube.com/syncedup. Podcast. I don't know why I fucked that up. And podcasting services around the globe. New episodes of the show normally go up in that feed Monday, 7 a.m. Central Time Zone. Gang. But it's a little bit different this weekend because it's E-Trace. So
special weekend.
Yeah, a special weekend. Also, you should consider following us on Twitter at Synced Up Pod to
keep up watching the Future Game Showcast middle of filming?
Yeah. I'm just in case there's anything I can call it out just in case.
Respectable.
We're going to be recapping the PC Gamer Show. And
there's quite a bit.
In the middle of that, I'm going to be also watching the Future Game Show. So if there's anything super cool, I can talk about it. Anyway, so they started the PC Gamer Show off with Natalia Battle Royale.
Natalia,
what was it? I don't know. That's what it's I said.
Nataka?
Okay, so that's a typo by me. It's autocorrect.
Yeah. Natalia Battle Royale. Okay.
You know what? It was a long show. Nataka Battle Royale.
It was like the Samurai Battle Royale that I guess is already out and that I guess is super huge apparently. But they're getting like a new weapon or something.
All right, cool. Chainsaw. Nataka Battle Royale. Then Dodgeball Academia, which is a 2D dodgeball game. A little late to the party.
I think a little overshadowed by Knockout City.
Knockout City overshadowed.
Pretty good.
Yep. And then Chivalry 2 got announced some new content. Coming to Chivalry 2.
Game's been out for a couple days now.
Yep, post-launch content coming to Chivalry 2.
Some other stuff.
Then Raw Men got another trailer, which we already seen during
Splatoon-ish food fighting game.
Yeah, we seen that during something, but I can't remember what it was.
Not the hiccups.
There's a lot. Dying Light 2 got another trailer.
Some more information, kind of dove into the lore, I guess, of what's happening in Dying Light 2.
A little bit of backstory on your character and who you play as.
Yes.
Yugushi,
bro? Do I need to take over for a second?
Okay, no, we're back. Okay, then Humankind got announced that a beta, and you'll be able to play against an AI version of Frankie, who is the host of the PC Gaming Show, which I thought was cool.
Really tight. Shout out, Frankie.
The shoes in the game. Then we got to see a game called They Always Run.
That was...
Do you remember what it was?
Was that the Katana one that looked like Katana Zero? I don't know.
There was a lot. There was so many games. I don't know what that one was, but we got to see some of it. And then Orcs Must Die 3 got announced.
Do you remember that one?
July 23rd coming out.
You have not played an Orcs Must Die game. I have. They're pretty fun. Yeah, kind of reminiscent of Dungeon Defender.
Yep.
Kind of that cartoonish, what is it called? The tower defense game? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the word. I thought you were thinking about Dungeon Defenders, but you already said that. Yeah. Tower defense, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to play while the towers get defended, which is cool.
You play a bunch of traps, shoot some orcs with your your wizard staff, you know, fun stuff.
Then they announced Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song, which I thought was weird because we just seen Vampire the Masquerade Blood Hunt.
I really have zero clue what's going on
in those universes. Yeah, we thought maybe there's a Halsey crossover.
No, girl's name is just Halsey.
Her name's
just
Halsey. It was a little weird. It's a little odd, I'd say. Kind of interesting. Then Gigabash was announced. That's the
kaiju
battle, like Smash kind of, but not really. I don't know.
They had stocks. They were fighting each other, beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
You could transform into an even bigger kaiju. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Kaiju. Then this one that I thought was really great, Limnus Gate, coming out August 3rd. That was the first
person. We were talking trash until we figured out what it actually was.
Yeah, the first person turn-based strategy game where you do a turn, and then the other person has 25 seconds to do their turn. Like, and he was talking about it, for example, like you could kill one of the other players with a grenade, and then during their turn, during their 25 seconds, they'll kill your player before you get to even throw the grenade to kill their player. It was like a whole interesting thing.
It's very interesting. I'm excited to see how it like actually fully works out, because in theory, sounds really cool. And watching it in front of you, it was hard to comprehend that that's what was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's going to be interesting to see from the player perspective.
I 100% agree. Then they showed off War Tales, which was like do you remember that one?
No.
It was like the Divinity kind of style where you were the mercenary group.
Was that the one based? I said I compared to Diablo 2?
Yes.
I was like, it looks a little too old for me.
Wasn't very cool. Then they showed off Ixion with just a cinematic trailer, which was the one about like humanity going further and then the moon blew up and stuff. Just a cinematic.
Lot of space stuff this year.
So much space.
So much
stuff.
Space.
Then a sequel to Far Lone Sails, Far Changing Tides, was announced. Super cool.
Looks cute.
Can't wait to play that because I did very much enjoy Far Lone Sails when I played it. Mm-hmm. Originally, I'm going to scroll down just so I make sure because I'm paranoid now. Then we've seen Lakeburg Legacies, which was just like
you was know, that the city sim but you sim
the marriages the Sims and the kids instead of the, yeah, yeah, yeah like the medieval it was sim kinda, focused
they
on
got into like some it was a little scandalous they yeah. they had you like kind of build your legacy and your lineage and all that and they're like or maybe don't and yeah. then like go off with some random chick
yeah
yeah
I don't know it was a little weird. What the fuck's going on?
Some cool design.
Somebody's running from a Roomba. Then they showed off an expansion to Killing Floor 2 called Interstellar Insanity.
It's more space.
More space. Constantly space.
I really thought they had just made a new game, and no, it just said Killing Floor 2 after it said yeah. Interstellar.
I was like, oh, it's just a space weird game. Yeah. But no, it was just Killing Floor 2. Then they showed off Mech Warrior 5 Mercenaries, which got a ton of
They
like,
were the
stuff.
Big sponsor, yeah. them and Intel.
And Intel for like a PC that they were making. Mm-hmm. Mech Warrior 5, I mean, looks cool if you're into mech games. I'm not into mech games, so not for yeah. me. But if you're sure. into that, there you go. Then they showed off Silt, which was very much like if you ever played Gree or Gris, as some people called it.
You were like this little scuba diver guy who
Abzul.
You could push yourself into like another.
He turned into a fish.
Yeah, into something around you to help solve a puzzle or get you out, mm-hmm. and then you go back to your scuba dude.
Yep,
kind of cool.
Hello Neighbor 2 got a commercial.
Of course, they've been getting commercials for years.
Yep,
I'm shocked it's not out.
Me too.
I guess I got confused because like Secret Neighbor was a game.
Yeah, that was different. Was
I don't know.
Yeah. Then Jurassic World 2 Evolution got
same
another
trailer.
Which, by the way, during this feature game show, I seen the trailer again.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Jeff Goldblum making his way around.
Yeah, he's getting cash. Mm-hmm. He's getting cash. Then there was a New Blood interactive scissor reel. If you don't remember New Blood, they're the people making all those old school style
They
games.
Got snubbed.
Yeah.
They got snubbed.
They got snubbed by Gabe Newell to come out talking about Steam Next Fest, which is actually a really cool thing. A bunch of demos and stuff coming to a bunch of these PC games that you can play on Steam by going to Steam Next Fest. You could download these demos and try out a bunch of these games.
But you
games.
Didn't need Gabe for that one.
No.
I really thought they were going to do something.
No. They didn't do shit.
No.
Then they showed off Solstice. Don't remember what the fuck that was.
Solstice.
Dark Souls Final Fantasy.
Yes.
Show me Dark Souls Final Fantasy without telling me it's Dark Souls Final Fantasy.
That's what it looked like. That's what it was. The fighter had straight up the Buster Sword.
Mm-hmm. Then they started talking about like, this game looks fucking cool. You're a raccoon detective. Then they started talking about like
raccoon detective.
Yeah, that's what it was. I don't know. Okay. Then they started talking about like what's the term? Peripherals. So they had this impulse glove controller that you put a glove on so it can like read your muscles.
It detects your finger going to do the mouse click. And so it does the mouse click before you even click the mouse.
Yeah.
It was cool, but not. I don't see how practical that's going to be.
Yeah, it was a little odd. And then they showed off the CSL DD wheelbase, which was the drive mm-hmm. wheel that's only $300. Only
stick.
For the small price of $350, so
yeah.
you can drive.
So you can get resistance when you're tearing your wheel. I guess that's worth $350.
Yeah, it was a bit odd. Then they showed off the One X player. Which one was that? Oh, the portable PC gaming thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Switch, but for PC.
Yeah, expensive. Cool. Then they showed off the Asus PG32 UQX, which is a $3,000 monitor.
It had LEDs in it, though.
$3,000, man.
$3,000.
Jesus Christ.
You were justifying the wheelbase, and then they came at you with a $3,000
yeah.
monitor.
Oh, yeah.
You got too comfy.
Yeah, I did. I got way too comfy. Yeah. Then they showed off Chaos Gate Demon Hunter, which is a Warhammer 40K thing.
Yep.
Of course, if you love Warhammer.
Good for you.
Yep. Then they showed off Pioneer.
Very, was that the Stalker one?
Yeah.
Yeah, very reminiscent of Stalker.
Stalker 2.
Except their whole game is in Russian, but they didn't offer subtitles.
No subtitles. We couldn't fucking see. We didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know what
on.
They were saying.
Yeah, it was a little interesting. Then EVE Online got some stuff. You know EVE Online's got to be the PC
They were
kind show.
Of pushing like this EVE Academy thing.
But they didn't say what it was.
I think it's like an onboarding project to try and get new people into EVE. Good luck, dude.
Yeah, because I've tried playing EVE, and that shit is impossible.
That's too much. You're gonna have to stop doing everything else in your life.
Yeah, it doesn't make. Yeah, I can't fucking do it. Like it's like its own lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Then they showed off Lumber Hill, which was weird. I don't know what it was. It looked like an indie game where you kind of run a hill, farm thing. I don't know. It was very short. It was like a 30-second little thing. It stuck in the middle of stuff. I don't know. Then they showed off Arboria. I remember the title, but I don't remember what the game was. There was just
that
so much
was
shit.
The one you like mutated. And you went through dungeon floors and stuff. And you're not really like a human. You're like something that mutates around. You're like a creature. I don't know. That's
yeah.
Interesting.
Then they showed off Tiny Ken, which is just a Pikmin.
Yeah, that was straight up
rip-off.
Just a Pikmin game.
Pikmin.
I like the art style kind of. It was like a 2D Paper on top Mario of the 3D.
Like Paper Mario.
Yeah, yeah. Like Paper Mario meets Pikmin.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
And it's in like a bedroom kind of vibe.
Yeah. And then they showed off Chernobylite.
It's just Chernobyl.
Yeah, it's just more Chernobyl stuff.
The game and then...
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody thinks. I don't fucking know. They showed off Sacrifier.
That one looked cool.
It did.
I couldn't remember what it was. I remember watching that and be like, that was nice.
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was. We've seen so many fucking games today. My brain's melting. They showed off Icarus, which looks like the forest, but maybe like space and some other shit.
It was like, I don't know why there was a space aspect, though. Because it was like they descended from space, landed in the tundra, built a house, dipped.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they did it in different biomes.
Yeah, it was a little odd.
Doesn't make sense.
Then they showed off Mecha Jammer. I don't remember what that was.
Mecha Jammer was... It was pretty cool. It was like the dystopian world, and like the only way you can get off the planet is killing everybody in your way.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Oh, like pixel yeah. I remember what you're talking about.
It was. It looked cool.
Yeah, that was a 2D one. Wasn't that 2D?
2.5.
Yeah, yeah. Then they showed off the Wandering Village, which looked cool.
I was. We were like, oh, look, it's a village game.
Yeah.
And then it zoomed out.
You're on a turtle.
Yeah, you're on. It looked more like a camel.
Yeah, more like a camel.
Where did you get the turtle from?
I don't know. It looked kind of like a turtle on the map because of the village. You know,
I guess, yeah. And then it zoomed out again, and I was like, oh, no. Yeah. We're going to get in on a bigger turtle, I guess? And
yeah. No.
It was over.
It was over. Then they showed off Death Trash again, which we've already seen a little bit of before during, I can't remember which showcase, but we saw some of Death
Summer
Trash.
Summer Game Fest.
Saw some of Death Trash already. Still looking forward to that.
Gorilla Collective.
Yeah, you're correct. Then they showed off Songs of Conquest again. I guess they showed it off last year.
2019 is when they showed that off for the first time.
So we've seen some more of that. Citizen Sleeper, which looked cool.
Yeah, it was very like, I'm guessing you roll like 6 die at the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm. And so you can get, let's say you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then you go throughout the day and you choose what to put the high rolls into and what to put the low rolls into. So I'm sure you like go to work.
And you run like a ship and you're trying to escape. It said a game about rejecting space capitalism or something. You've like run away from a corporation that owns you.
But it looks like you can also use your dice for interactions with like, I guess, your friends and stuff and just all kinds of things. And you're kind of having to manage what you want to put your most effort into is kind of what it is. It looks cool. I think I'm interested in that one.
Yeah, I was definitely interested in it. And then they showed Project Warlock 2. That's what they ended up with. Which I was passing out, so I don't remember what the fuck this was.
Dude, I do not
frankly,
was it Doomish?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because it was like you can't do it alone.
Oh yeah,
that's why you're a band.
It looked like
warlocks.
Some of the old Doom 1, 2, and 3 games.
Yeah, it's like the fourth Doom game I've seen.
Yeah,
in the past 48 hours.
But it was just so much shit, so many games, all those stuff. Obviously,
still goofy.
Yeah,
love some PC gaming show
between the banter between Frankie and the dev bot and the dude and stuff. Just
they
super
gave Frankie the shaft though. She wasn't actually at E3.
I know.
I'm sure she's in England somewhere.
Yeah, some bullshit.
Yeah.
Where's Frankie, man?
Gotta get her to L.A.
Come on, man. Bring Frankie back.
She was too busy being in Humankind.
Yeah, too busy being in Humankind.
And also, there's a really cool, I don't know if it's still available, the Humble Bundle thing.
Civ. For PC Gamer, you can get the Platinum Edition of Civilization 6 on Steam.
With all the DLCs?
With all the DLCs for $10, which is a fire deal because it's normally like $150. So if you don't got Civ 6, go get it for $10 with all the DLCs.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Go do that.
Yeah. And that's it for the PC Gamer Show. All in all, I think it was okay.
Yeah, I think PC Gaming Show is not my show.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I don't know, I guess it's for PC gaming exclusive people, because people who just don't have consoles.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, as someone who has the option to even use a PC, I'm still not excited by PC gaming.
Yeah, anymore. There's a few in there that I'm excited for, but that mostly they're coming to console.
It's hard to be
some niche stuff.
An Xbox showcase where everything that they put
is like, yeah.
Well, and it's also free for me because I have Game Pass. So I'm like, I can play that game for $0 extra than what I'm already paying. So it's worth it. PC Gaming Show, I have to, everything's like,
gotta sit at the desk.
Do I
want to
pay $30 for that?
$60, yeah. I don't know.
So I think that's our downfall for it.
Yeah, I agree. All in all, pretty good. And that's it. I think we'll see you tomorrow for the film cast.
Hopefully nothing crazy got announced in the future game showcase and we just skipped over it.
Yeah, it doesn't. I've been watching it. It doesn't look like there's anything.
You said Raccoon Detective.
That looks cool.
We're missing out.
I don't know. I need to go back and rewind so I can restart it. Because there's some cool indie stuff that looks cool.
We can go back. There's nothing after that, right?
No.
Okay. What's tomorrow?
Just a bunch of random shit. Let's look, actually. Tomorrow, you got the Verizon.
Eh.
You got Take-Two.
Yeah, Take-Two might be worth.
But it's usually just, I don't know. I don't know. Mythical Games, the indie games, the indie showcase. Freedom Games.
We could do an end-of-day recap, maybe.
Capcom.
Yeah. If Capcom, there's probably gonna be some good stuff. I think we should do an end of day recap.
Yeah, just for all of them together.
Yes, and just anything that was cool. And then obviously on Tuesday you got the big dog Nintendo. I will be here alone by myself. Tim will be here in spirit. Maybe I'll call you in.
Yep.
Get a quick hey, Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out tomorrow. What do you think?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think that's
and then be Bandai good. Namco.
If Bandai does something spicy, maybe we'll do something. But otherwise, Nintendo's gonna cap off this event for us probably.
And that's it.
Looking like a solid E3.
Hopefully, yeah, a lot better than we expected going into it. I think
considering we thought there was not gonna be an E3.
Yeah. So here we are. Get excited.
We made it, folks.
And we will see you guys all tomorrow. But thank you for watching or listening to this bonus episode. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Peace. You got to turn it off. The mouse is right in front of you.
Oh, yeah. I'm holding it.